این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
At the advent of Islam, although the Muslims had not enough equipment, every few persons had a horse in the battles and every few of them had a sword, whereas the Roman and Persian armies were armed to the teeth, and their numbers were hundreds of times more than that of the Muslims. Yet with few numbers and lesser equipment, but with the power of faith, they smashed the empires. Just as faith from the every outset was the source of the movement's success, your massing together because of the faith in your hearts led your crushing victory over satanic powers.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the month of Ramadan. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini says that Quds Day is not only the day of Palestine, it is the day of Islamic government. It is the day in which the banner of Islamic Republic must be raised in all countries. It is the day in which we must give the superpowers to understand that they cannot advance in Islamic countries. I recognize Quds Day as the day of Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says that it is the day in which we must prepare all our might and bring Muslims out of the isolation they have been put into so that they can stand against foreigners with all their strength. Now, in this part of his speech, he is mentioning the important part that we need to bring all Muslims out of the isolation in which they are. The Muslims are unfortunately in the isolation. Therefore, we must bring them out of this isolation so that we can have Muslims helping the Palestinian nations. The Islam talks about the justice.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
Islam is against the unjust actions. Therefore, it is according to justice to talk about the oppressed ones, to be with the oppressed ones, to be with the mustadafin, to be against the oppression. And that's what Imam Khomeini also says, that we need to name this day, and he names this day as the day of the Quds and the day of Islam and the day of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Muslims, those who are in isolation, they need to come out on the name of Prophet. They need to come out to the streets on the name of Quds, on the name of Islam. And this is when we can throw out this Zionist regime, this occupier regime and its supporters out of the Palestine, and not only Palestine, but all the Muslim countries, because if on this day all Muslims get united, they can throw out every single power who is trying to occupy or run the Muslim countries who have made these people to become isolated. So therefore, we need to raise our voice in this day, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day.